Hello, my star seeds. Welcome back to another episode of Overcome the Challenge, OTC, by me, Alicia Mitchell. It is so good every time I get on and record these episodes. And like I said, I feel like I'm home. It's like being away on a super long vacation and just finally making it home, or you've moved away from home to another big city for a new start. And you're going back to visit family, and it's been a long time. And the journey that you took to get there, and when you get there, the smell of the fresh air, the view, it feels like home. So I want to welcome you back to another episode of Overcome the Challenge. And be thankful for my listeners, my VIP listeners, and my new listeners that are just joining us on this episode today on Sunday, January 28th. Yes, 2024 at that. So before I start, I need to say Happy New Year's to all of you out there listening from Overcome the Challenge and me. Thank you for following me on this journey going into 4 years now. And it didn't seem that long until I said that, but it's going on 4 years with the year ending in 2024. So thank you for being here with me in 2024. And so before I jump into this episode and get in detail about it, I just want to cover some ground in saying that this is basically a bonus episode. So I realized in season 3, pretty notorious for my bonus episodes, and I hadn't really had one. And not only that, I didn't have a 10th episode to end out the season 3. Because each season is a bit of like 10 regular episodes and a couple bonus episodes in there. So I wanted to do something special to end this before we transition into season 4 and give a good bonus episode. And this one was sponsored by somebody, and I actually wanted to do a collective thing about it. What this person wanted, and I wanted to just really give them everything and more that they wanted in this episode. So I know this person may be listening, and I hope you enjoy this bonus episode that is for you. And I also wanted to like mention our new cult name. You know, cult names are just like a fan base. So we kind of transitioned from star seeds, and I felt like we've grown up, we've matured, we have planted those seeds, and we have obtain those shooting stars, which are rare, I might add. And then I tried stargazers, which I'm gonna be honest, it was kind of corny. You know, we gazing at the stars, that's pretty rare, that's pretty rare, they're shooting. And it just really didn't click for me. And so I see this a lot, and it's also a part of my podcast name. So it just was so cliche to name you guys Overcomers. So now moving forward and starting season 4, you guys are now going to be my overcomers. So you'll hear me say, hey, overcomers. And I'm going to break that down, kind of why I picked that name and why that was special and why I felt like that should be the transition for us now and going into season 4. So, you know, you guys, I'm really, really big on root words. I'm really into literacy now, working for Reading Partners and things like that. So, I mean, it's just like a roundabout, a full circle moment, I guess, for me, because I was doing root words and I was into literacy and literature way before, you know, I became the regional program coordinator for Reading Partners. So it's a kind of full circle moment. So I want to break that down again, because that's something I've did since season 1 and why I do it. So I'm really big on root words, I guess, for understanding, because like I said, sometimes you can hear these big, big words and it just causes confusion. And for me, I always want to meet everybody on their level. I don't think I'm better or special than anybody. So to meet others on their level is, for me, it's for understanding. And so if I'm saying big words or I'm saying things that seem really complicated and far-fetched, I want to break it down for you to understand it better and get what I'm trying to say. And you know, so that's why I'm really big on root words. And, you know, letting you know what root words are really. Root words are just fundamental elements, just a unit of a word. You know, it's pretty much where a word derives from. Basically, it has no prefixes, suffixes, or other roots. You know, it's pretty much the foundation it stands on. And I always say, you see a big word, find that word that stands in it. It's going to be, like they said, that root, you know, that base. You know what I'm saying? That base word is going to stand in it. And then you can actually figure out the definition of it. I promise you. And so I will go through some of the things that I'm going to talk about in this bonus episode. And when I do it, going into what the title is and breaking down other things about it, I'm going to break down those root words of what this episode is really going to be about and consist of. And just to talk about why I chose it. Like I said, my podcast is named Overcome the Challenge. That was a transition of what I wanted the acronym OTC to be about and what I registered my name as a business as. So when we talk about overcomers, that's basically a person who overcomes something. Think about it. It's powerful. In my podcast, we overcome challenges. You know, that's what I'm doing. Every episode is a challenge that I'm trying to overcome. And it's a constant battle. It's a constant struggle to be able to strengthen and stand on business, as they claim. You know what I'm saying? And for me, it's basically a growth mindset. Just not giving up by pressing on. Resistance, grit. And one of my episodes, resilience. And so a lot of this I'm going to be speaking and getting into is affirmations as well. And so an affirmation for an overcomer or my overcomers is I am pressing on. You know what I'm saying? We're not giving up. We pretty much are just creating win-win situations. We're compromising when it benefits the collective. We're trying again. Like Aaliyah said, at first you don't succeed. Dust yourself off and try again. And basically, we are learning from our mistakes and growing. So back to that root word, overcome. So when you see the word overcomer, that word that sits in there, that root, that base word is overcome. And so when you want to overcome something, you want to succeed in dealing with a problem or a difficulty. And so peep that out. So this is a problem. This is something that's difficulty. So it's hard. It's not going to be easy. So that's hence why I want us to be overcomers, because every day is a struggle. We're dealing with things daily and trying to be strong and trying to overcome things is a challenge. Look at that. We go back to it. So my new cult name for my listeners is Overcomers. I really do love that. So now let's get into what this episode is titled, right? Like, drum roll, please. Like, let me know what's going on. So one of my listeners asked, maybe like a year ago, maybe more than that, year and a half. I don't know, to be honest. Sometimes I get so lost in translation. I'm just with me in life and doing other things and building upon building. But like we talked about, this is a challenge as I'm overcoming, as long as we're learning from our mistakes and me having to revisit it and never giving up. And so this person asked for an episode about manifestations, a big one. And like I said, this is a journey for me. So I actively have to be going through these things and overcoming them, or at least be in the act of doing so, because I cannot speak about manifestations if I'm not actively practicing them. I haven't gone through them. I haven't put my foot in that shoe to walk a mile in them. So now I feel like I'm in a place. So This bonus episode for season 3 is titled Manifestations. But what I wanted to do is I really wanted to get in there and give this person that asked and requested for this, I guess, to make up for all the time I took, is cover everything that's like attached to manifestations. So what I'll be speaking on is manifestations. I'll speak on affirmations. I'll speak on meditation. I'm also going to speak on mantras, and I'm really just going to break all those down, get into those root words, and really tell you what those things are, because those are some things that I use actively in my life, because I'm really big this year. As fun, one of my goals and resolutions for 2024 was self-care and self-love. And so for me to actively be practicing that, because that was a challenge, it still is I had to be doing most of these things, whether it was on a daily basis or just inclusion. So I'm going to get into that first, and I'm actually going to do something different and special, and also give you my 10 best affirmations and give us a little therapy session at the end where we can breathe in and breathe out and just come to a place of stillness and calmness. So let's kick it off with the first word in the title of this bonus episode for season 3, which is manifestations. So when we talk about manifestations, we're talking about an event, an action, or an object that embodies something, like it encompasses it. It's pretty much like a theory or abstract idea, and it's clear or obvious to the eye or the mind. And so that's when we talk about that third eye opening. We have your two eyes and have your mind at the top, that triangle. So it's an alignment, you know, when we're talking about. And so when we think about manifest, it's just something that we are trying to state a fact or just assert. And strongly, you know, publicly speaking. So it's pretty much just something that we want to see to come to life. We want to believe in ourselves. We want to have these things come to fruition. And so, you know, when you get into it, manifestations are something, or pretty much your dreams. They're your dreams that you want to come true. And so we have to realize when we manifest things, we have to kind of act on them sometimes. We want to bring that event or that action or a particular object to life, and we embody that. We focus on it, and we sometimes put action and words behind it. And so another one I wanted to do was affirmations. And so affirmations, when we talk about it, is actually an action word to me. It's like the process of affirming something or being affirmed, believing it will come to pass. And, you know, that's the root word of affirmations, is affirm. So we want to state something, and we want to believe in it, and we want to engross ourselves in it, and know that, once again, just like manifestations, that it has to have an action behind it. All these things, pretty much. And so another one I wanted to do was a mantra. And so when we get into mantras, some common mantras we see today are slogans. So remember, mantras are something that is very repetitive. And it's a repetitive in words and sounds, and it's pretty much to aid concentration and meditation. And so that's why I say it like slogans. When a business has a slogan, remember, you repeat it, it gets ingrained in the mind and we start to believe it. So that's what a mantra is. It's just bringing that concentration there and bringing yourself whole and one and believing in it. And when we talk about mantras, we want to know the origin. So the origin of mantra is pretty much Hinduism and Buddhism. And that's where it derives from. And lastly, we have meditation. That's one of my favorites. And so when I speak about meditation, my meditation is a little different because I like quiet. Sometimes I ride without the radio. Sometimes I don't watch TV for a couple days. I just like quiet. And I think it's because the noise around me, being a very public figure, a mentor, person that's in the limelight a lot, it's a lot. It's not even noise, just a lot of people. A lot of people around me. And sometimes I don't have time to think or act or be one with my thoughts. And so that's what meditation is. Quietness, to be one in my thoughts. And it's pretty much the practice of mindfulness. Just like I say it a lot. A lot of people hear me say, I just want to be mindful. And it's being considerate as well. You know what I'm saying? And it's just focusing on the mind on a particular object, thought, or activity. So we're training awareness. And you can do that by thinking deep, focusing for amount of time. And for me, just all these things that I'm speaking about is just bringing some type of alignment for me. I'm not saying I'm going to have a perfect or a good life. It's just, you know, when things I know won't go right or I'm headed towards in a burnout, practicing affirmations, mantras, manifestations, and meditation will bring me into alignment. So that's why those things are really, really, really important to me. And that's why I wanted to give this person all of those things instead of just talking about manifestations. So now let's get to the good part. I am going to talk about my favorite top 10 as of now, affirmations. And I'm going to do a therapy session. I'm not a therapist or licensed or whatever, but for me, this is therapy. And so for you, I hope it would be therapeutic. And so that's what I'm wanting to share, some of the something that I do for myself. And so when we talk about affirmations, to me, they are I statements. We're talking about oneself. We're affirming. Remember, where that action is me making this mantra. See how they all come into life? So affirmations are to me like a mantra. You know, it's this repetitive thing I'm saying over and over to come to fruition. It's a manifestation. The things that I'm saying, I want to manifest. It's a meditation. What I'm trying to bring to you guys through my affirmations, I am trying to get my mind to focus on these things and practice mindfulness. So you can see how this goes in all of them. And so I'm going to tell you my top 10 and also know that even though they're I statements and sometimes they start with I am, I'm going to have one in here that doesn't have that. So they don't have to always be I statements that start with I am. And so let's begin. Let's get into a comfortable position. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Let's begin. I am the creator of my own happiness. I am taking time for self-care. I am hopeful about the future. I am now in control. I am cool, calm, and collected. I am allowed to feel this way. I am doing the best I can. I am allowing my blessings to come to me. I have all I need to overcome any challenge. As we end this session, breathe in as deeply as you can. Hold and exhale with a sigh. Thanks for being here. So that's something I kind of do every morning to reset and regulate my emotions. I had a habit of just getting up out of bed and jumping and going instead of really just, you know, taking that time to let my body wake up, sort of jolting it. So these were just like some ones that I use. You can always use others. Remember, you don't have to use ones that says I am. You can use other things. Those were just some of my favorite ones. And I really enjoyed this episode. For me, I think it was just peaceful. I just relaxed a little bit more. And so I'm happy to do this bonus episode titled Manifestations. And it just came with a plethora of things, a lot of things. And I'm hopeful about season 4. I'm not sure when it began, but I actually can give you a sneak peek that season 4 is actually going to be an SEL series. So each episode is going to be something that SEL contains, or what it's about. And SEL is really important to me because I advocated for a lot. I think SEL was the foundation, that root word, for my roots, for this podcast when I started. And as SEL is really hard because you have to really be not only one with your feelings, but to be able to face yourself and the not so good feelings and be able to understand that. So one thing I told myself the other day is you have forgiven yourself, but you've never accepted yourself through that forgiveness. And that's something that SEL entails as well. And so SEL is an acronym that stands for social emotional learning. And so what SEL is about is how do you regulate your emotions in social situations, learning about your emotions, learning and being aware, sometimes using conflict resolution. And so season 4 will be an SEL series. I'm super excited. And the first episode, I know it's going to be growth mindset, which is really, really important and something that had to establish this podcast. I had to have the growth mindset to be able to get to season 4. And so SEL, social emotional learning, is all about growth mindset. And so we will explore the depths of SEL, which is now turning into social intelligence. How knowledgeable are you? And because sometimes to me, intelligence sounds really big. Like I need to be super, super smart. You know, like I'm smart, but I'm not a genius. You know what I'm saying? So it is intimidating, but I have to think of it as the knowledge of having social awareness. Just knowing it's there. So I will see you guys in season 4. I hope you really like this episode. It's a bonus episode to close out season 3 finally out of 2023. And now we're in 2024 and we're going to stand on business. Have a wonderful day, my overcomers.